I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only,
your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Happy second week of Pride.
Happy Pride.
Are you still there?
I'm not mentally.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're here. We're queer. We're feeling very, we're very zen right now. We just went to the flower installation.
Oh, yeah. It was like a
meatpacking district.
Flowers.
A thing of flowers. That's what it was called.
Yeah.
We stared at influencers taking photos in front of flower installations brought to you by various banks and investment firms.
Scams, basically. Scams.
Capitalism.
Bitcoin.
Oh, and we saw Rosé.
Yeah.
We did see Rosé on National Rosé Day. Well, the drink and the drag queen.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was National Rosé Day. And we were like, oh, Rosé. And then literally Rosé walked out. We were like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, adds up. Good sponsorship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was also telling Brad that I felt like I was living in the Vine and they were roommates.
Yeah, we were overhearing a lot of, it was basically that Buffy episode where she hears everything at the same time and passes out.
Yeah.
It was basically that, except they were just like, oh my God, do you see that Skims ad?
Oh my God, she's so fake. Oh, I feel really good for the flowers because it's not sunny out. That was my favorite one.
That was a really good one, yeah.
I can't.
It's good
it's
for
too
the
much.
Flowers.
My brain was just...
Yeah,
snipping.
We're not used to, like, it was a bit like, you know, when you walk through Magic Kingdom and you hear all of the families, like, chattering around you. It was that. And I hadn't done that in a while. So.
Yeah. And they were roommates. All right. Well, welcome back, everyone. We also have a special birthday message to Breathe In, Breathe Out by Hilary Duff.
By Hilary Duff. 6 years of Breathe In, Breathe Out.
Yeah.
Deep dive coming. Actually, a deep dive should be coming soon.
Well, everyone needs to know about it.
Right.
I just heard half the audience go, oh my God, what is it called?
I think it's the reason that she met her now husband, Matthew Poma.
It's why we have Swimming in the Stars.
We're so thankful. It's why we have every gay tweeting, if y'all just bought Sparks like you should have and be number one on the fucking charts for 50 fucking weeks.
She has a point.
We have that viral tweet that comes every 2 weeks. So
it's
thank
a bop.
You for that. It is a bop. Yeah. I played a Sparks remix when I DJ'd last week.
Should we just throw out really this whole episode out and just talk about Sparks?
I would do it. Absolutely. Confetti.
All right, everyone. Literally stream confetti, not the Little Mix song,
but also the Little Mix song.
Little Mixers are gonna come for me.
The mixers are at your door.
Yeah, Confetti by Hilary Duff, greater than symbol Confetti by Little Mix.
My God.
Actually, no, they're both really good.
All the little, yeah, the Little Mixers and the Jessinators.
Yeah, I'll just do a playlist that's just all songs about confetti.
Yeah, there'll be two.
I don't have the I don't have the soundbite of Rosie O'Donnell going, confetti!
That's basically the ultimate, yeah,
that's soundbite. The most iconic one.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah. So happy birthday to that underrated album. And also, as always, we would like to give a thank you to all of our supporters on patreon.com/legendsonly. We just added a new tier. If you want to be an icon, you can also be a legend.
You want to be an icon?
Local.
You want to be a legend?
You want to be on top? Yes, thank you all for your support. And bonus content is available on Patreon. Mm-hmm. And for the icon tier, get ready. We're doing our first ever live chat. Get the fuck off our fucking live chat.
It is for bad bitches and Rexars only. Perverts will not be allowed inside.
Literally inspired by Bebe Rexha.
Literally.
We are calling it live chat.
Sacrifice chat.
This is for the Rexars, the bad bitches, and the true Bebe Rexha fans. So get the fuck off my chat. Good. 1,000 people gone. Only 8,000. Get the fuck off my chat.
Yeah. So get the fuck in our live chat if you want to get on our live chat.
Yeah. Details to come. Specifics to come. Time and date.
Honestly, probably will be pride themed.
Yes.
Well, the whole podcast basically is gay rights.
Gay rights.
So sorry. Okay, so let's get into this week.
This week.
Starting with, as always, our queen.
Britney.
The snake is back, but this time she's wearing its skin.
Yeah, plot twist. She is the snake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got new cat suits.
We had like cheetah.
Snake.
With the cat suits. And then we
cheetah.
Had,
yeah. Black. Green.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Hot
yeah.
Pink.
Yeah.
She just said that she went shopping online. That was the post today.
She literally put all in carts and she was like, check out.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally.
I don't know. I think it might be the same company.
Probably.
Yeah.
The green and the black one looked like the same
She's
cut.
Keeping them in business, frankly.
Yeah.
Because
literally.
How many people are buying snake outfits right now? Well, now they probably spike.
Well, they will now.
Yeah.
All the influencers are going to be posing.
Oh, absolutely. Pink Crocs for Nikki and snake full body suits for Britney.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Well, the caption that really just had everyone talking the one where she said, quote, "And since tricks are for kids, you tricky little shits.
Hates us confirmed."
Yeah, literally. She hates
her fans.
Us. She hates us.
You know what? Deserved, frankly.
But, literally.
Oh, yeah. I feel she's just begun having her fun in comments, in her captions.
Yeah.
She likes to get a little rowdy.
It reminds me of like when she used to go on X17 online and be like, they totally knew what they were doing.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
The BS report.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. We're getting sassy.
We are getting some sassy. Kiss my lily white southern ass.
Yeah.
TMZ.
Fucking assholes.
Like,
add this into the.
There's some sass. We also got that drawing afterward.
We
of
did.
Her. Well, it was a rainbow above her and a snake around her neck.
Yeah.
Yes. She's doing some...
A self-portrait
and celebrating pride. That was the caption.
Yeah. Well, because there was a rainbow.
Okay. So it was fighting for gay rights.
Yeah.
No snakes were killed.
No, they weren't.
She threw the first snake at Stonewall.
Oh, yeah.
I think that actually ties in with the whole spiritual thing, because I think she said something about in that caption about how she predicted something or other.
Yeah.
And she, you know, last week we had our Hillary Duff tie in with the rocks, the stones, the crystals. So I don't know. She likes dreams and crystals and manifesting, and she's on that whole journey.
I know. I want to know the backstory to the drawing.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, we also, for so long, we had the painted leaves journey. Remember that? The flowers and the leaves?
That's right.
So maybe she's back in her art room topless listening to Mariah Carey's Number Ones again.
Right.
You know?
Where is that painting now?
Well,
didn't
they did
sell.
They sold it at an auction in Vegas, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she should auction this one off, too.
She should go to that flower exhibit.
Oh, my God. She would love that.
Literally, that thing that she made in her driveway was prettier
Brittany,
than
if
some
you're
of
listening,
things.
There is a flower exhibit open for 24 more hours if you'd like to hop a plane real quick. Yes, that's true. Well,
I'm so curious about this. Like, I'm not
so curious.
I don't want to pry into it, and I don't want to read into it too much, but I'm so fascinated by this art journey. Like, I want to see Britney Spears' art room.
Yeah, we got bits and pieces of it.
Like, if I could pick, actually, no, it's a bold statement. I don't know if I should say that. I was gonna say, if I could pick a new album over like exploring the art journey, I would pick the art journey. But then, like,
everyone just told you to shut the fuck up. Don't manifest that.
I'm just so well. It would lead. I think an art journey would lead to a new album.
Oh yeah, like I totally support her doing the art stuff because it's it's creatively stimulating. So hopefully, maybe so. We haven't got a singing clip in a minute. You know, one of those the Elvis Presley. You know, when she had the like camera going around her 360.
Yeah, my hands. I forget the lyrics.
Yes.
What? Who was saying that?
Elvis.
Oh. I've heard of him.
Flopped on the charts. Yeah,
love that. Also, fun note that I wanted to point out, and I don't know why I felt like doing this, but it was just something new and interesting. So did you notice the app that she uses to edit, the tag was left on one of the IG videos?
Oh, no, I didn't at all.
Yeah, it's called Video Shop, not sponsored. It is a free iPhone app to edit videos. Oh. And so I was like, she's fucking doing it. I know she's doing it.
Interesting. Okay, Video Shop. I've definitely not even heard of that one. I know I used...
Oh my God, what is it called?
If I edit videos on my camera.
Well, I'm going to beep that out because we're not sponsoring them.
Oh, so. What?
Okay. You use what? Oh, I'm going to have to look that one up. No. No, that is a good one.
Yeah.
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 No, but I just thought it was funny because I was always curious, like, what the hell is she using?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Not that it matters, but again,
we like to know the process.
Right. The very mundane details of, like, is she using iMovie? Does Britney just all of a sudden know, like, the entire Adobe Creative Suite?
I mean,
we have no idea.
Possible.
Yeah.
Always more questions than answers.
Yeah, sure. Certainly are. All right. Well, from princess to queen.
Yes. There's an update, for better or for worse.
Oh.
Madonna, queen of pop, has forged a new friendship. We'll see how long this one lasts. As we know, she was working on her biopic, written by, directed by, produced by Madonna, featuring Diablo Cody. There were creative differences, allegedly, and Diablo Cody stepped out of the project. And now, as of Friday, there is a new person writing with her named Aaron Wilson. I did a quick wiki deep dive, and she wrote Secretary, if you know that movie, but also, you know, has some screenwriting credits of her own. And so friendship ended with Diablo Cody. Now Aaron Wilson is my best friend. Shout out to Aaron Wilson. I mean, she got copy-pasted into the same setup. The bitch fans, she's just like, here's my new bestie.
Why does she need someone to do... I'm confused.
Oh, she definitely needs... She needs somebody to wrangle it in, to edit, to... I mean, anybody who's doing a movie, for the most part, like, about their life, needs somebody to guide it. Yeah.
Got it.
So we need a screenwriter to kind of reel it in. Also, we still don't even know if this is just the early years, if this is up to having Bobby Lola, like, when this is happening.
Rebel Heart era.
Rebel Heart... Just the Rebel Heart era.
Yeah, just the hacking of the songs and the demos.
Oh my God. A thriller about the Israeli who hacked her laptop and got the Rebel Heart demos.
I'd watch it.
I would watch that.
Yeah.
So we still don't know the details of the time frame of this movie, but good luck, Aaron.
I want her to do Madonna in New York.
Definitely. Like, I definitely would like a focus on, gritty punk Madonna. That would be cool. Because I just don't know how far it goes with this.
Well, and we've seen everything else.
Yeah.
Like, because she likes to be very, you know,
showy,
generous with what she shares on Instagram.
She's
so
generous.
I feel like...
What a way to say that. Speaking of, also a quick update. She just finished the Madame X tour film. Finally, it's only taken her a full year of, you know, yelling at whichever directors were in charge of that. She watched it, shockingly, with Dawn from Danny Kane.
Iconic.
Dev Hynes, a.k.a. Blood Orange, a.k.a. Flatline by Sugar Babes, and Everything is Embarrassing by Sky Ferreira, legend, icon, Dev Hynes, among many other songs. And Tessa Thompson, who continues to have the best summer of the year.
Yeah.
From making out with Rita Ora and Taika Waititi to...
Hanging out with Madonna.
Model, to hanging out with Madonna. Like, she's in. I don't even know why.
Do we think that this is her teasing that she's working on new music?
Madonna,
that's what I thought.
I don't think so, only because I think she's so in it with this edit that she, and the now the movie. I feel
but like, it's such a random group.
Oh, such a random group.
Why else would they be hanging out? I mean, if Madonna called iconic. You to hang up. Like,
oh, yeah.
Not hang up. That's her song.
If Madonna calls.
Yeah. Don't hang up. Hang out.
Huh. Yes.
Oh, wait. We never talked about Dawn Richard performing on Wendy.
Which was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes. Dawn performed Boomerang, I believe.
Yeah.
She
had it in the ponytail.
I mean, high fashion.
Yeah.
That was crazy. And Wendy was into it. Like, you know, like Wendy often lets you know how she feels about her musical guests.
Yeah. Well,
she starts dancing.
She's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
She like starts dancing and then drops her arms and is over it. But she looked really happy and into it.
Yeah.
And I thought Dawn did a great job. So
nothing is more funny than her in the yellow dress dancing. That happened like right before COVID.
Oh,
I'm so glad
right.
that we got that moment.
Yes.
But yeah. Oh, did you also see the low-key failed engagement on Wendy this week?
No.
Okay, so it's just starting to kind of like trickle through because it happened in like the end.
Okay.
So this gay proposed to his boyfriend in the audience and they panned over to the guy and he's wearing a mask, but you can just see it in his eyes where he's like, what are you doing? And there's this awkward pause and then they pan back to the other guy and the girl behind him just looks like, oh no, oh no. But then I think he says yes, but you can't really hear it. And then everyone's like, but it's so like, you know, they just went home and was like, it's not happening.
Holy shit. No, it's, I have to watch this.
It's starting to make its way around TikTok.
Okay.
Which is how I noticed it.
Okay.
Cause I don't think it was on YouTube.
That one up.
Yeah. It was, yeah, it was,
wow. Something. We'll talk about this later, Tristan.
Yeah, literally. Okay. Well, speaking of high fashion, we weren't speaking of it, but we're going to.
We're always sort of speaking of it.
I'm so excited to talk about this. Okay, roll the song.
High fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Okay, so this week, and I'm honestly, like, Lifetime Achievement Award goes to Christina Aguilera.
Yes.
In my opinion. So she's back on stage performing in Las Vegas this week.
Yep.
In preparation for her Hollywood Bowl thing.
Yeah.
That's, she shouldn't call it a thing. Residency.
Here comes the lawsuit.
Yeah. But she did all these new photos promoting it, and she's literally serving Liberation 2.0.
Yeah, keeps getting better.
It's just, keeps getting I'm more getting liberated. So excited.
Yeah, she was not messing around in these photos.
No.
Yeah, she was herself that night.
Yeah, I just love the like Xtina sunglasses.
Oh, so good.
Like, it's not her aesthetic that she created, but like, she's kind of owning
it. She's owning it now.
So yeah, I'm just, shout out to those promos. She also threw gum or a cough drop or something. Did you see this?
No.
Oh my God, I'm showing you right now. I got a DM and was like, she threw gum again. And I was like, what do you mean? There's no way
there's
she would
no
throw
way.
Gum again. And she absolutely did. Okay, here it is. Okay, so here she goes over to get water while literally singing
Marmalade.
Lady Marmalade. Takes it out of her mouth. She's debating. She goes to drop it in the guy's hands and then throws it behind the stage.
Oh my God.
It's iconic. For a second, I was like, she's literally going to spit that on the dancer.
Oh.
But then she just flicks it back.
She is.
It's probably a cough drop or like something to like,
yeah, like
you know,
a lozenge.
Because she's singing live, but it just, oh my God, I got so excited by this. I'm like, Christina's back. Liberation
she's
2,
fully
she's
back
throwing
in
gum.
Her bionic bag.
Yes, literally.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
If people don't know what we're talking about,
I'll post it on our socials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And check out the Bionic Deep Dive if you don't know about Xtina Gum GIF. it's crucial to the experience of this world.
The best part about that, though, is like when she takes it out and she holds it and you see her contemplating where she's going to throw it.
Uh-huh.
And instead of just like placing it by her foot, she throws it at the fans. That's the best part of it.
Let me think what's better here.
Or just swallow it.
No. Flick it to the F words.
Or is that bad? Does it stay in your system?
I think that's like an urban legend from when we were growing up.
Oh.
Or maybe it's not. She's not going to find that out.
I don't know. Oh, and then my last note about Christina. So Coldplay's producer said that he is finishing up her album and that it's coming out this year.
Mm-hmm.
So.
A likely story.
I know. That
Where's
meme
that
of her.
Spanish album, Bobby?
I think that's what this is going to be.
I hope it's coming. I mean, she should have hopped on the trend years ago as things really bubbled up. But we need Mi Reflejo Dos.
My prediction is that she's going to do what she did with Back to Basics with a dual disc. Well, it won't be a disc now, but it'll be whatever, just two, split in half.
The 2020 experience.
Literally.
Oh, I'm ready. That's fantastic. I do hope it comes.
Yeah.
My
I'd love to wait and see.
My high fashion editorial shout out goes to Megan Thee Stallion's Thought Shit music video, specifically her Thought Nurse outfit, designed by a friend to the pod, Marco Monroe.
Oh.
Yes, House of Avalon. Yes. The slutty, like, butt crack showing nurse thought outfit, his design. He's doing crazy things lately. It's so wild. But generally, that video in general, did you watch it?
Yeah.
The point. The
She's point
was
got
made.
A point.
She does keyboard warriors, but also the final scene is going to haunt me for some time.
Yeah, that like kind of fucks me up a little bit.
That actually.
That last shot.
Yes. Which was also not CGI. Did you know that?
Oh,
it's a prosthetic.
A prosthetic?
Yeah. Because she posted the TikTok of them putting it on. The flavor.
Literally. Did you? Okay. Well, should we say what it? I don't want to. That's an inappropriate word. I don't want to say it. Hey, what is mouth? His mouth is a. It's
a vagina?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So the point is, I'm sweating.
This is hard for you to handle.
So the point is, so basically it's like this senator that's a hypocrite and like they're just like fucking with him the whole time. And it's just several points
Many
were made.
Points were made.
And at the end, it's like she's, you know, saying there's another point made.
Yes, there is. Yeah. Yes. You'll have to check out the video. It was number one trending on YouTube all day when it premiered. The point was made. And also Thought Shit is great. And it's already a new gym fave song. She's just killing it. And she performed on Legendary and looked amazing.
Yeah.
She performed Body, Adi, Adi, Adi. So good.
No, it's so brilliant about her that I was thinking of. She is the reason we say hot girl summer.
Uh-huh.
And now hot vaxxed girl summer.
Yes.
Like that is her.
Yeah.
And now everyone's going to be like, I'm on my thought shit.
Yep.
Like not only is she making awesome music, but then she's coining these terms that are sayings.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just brilliant.
And even the all of that.
Oh my God. The audio panning on that in the song. How it goes like,
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll do it.
You should edit it now
like,
that Mr. Producer Girl. Yes, you should.
I learned how to do that the other day.
Yeah.
And so I heard it and I was like,
I
know how to do that.
You know, we don't have it on the list, but the spatial audio thing. Have you tried that yet?
Yeah. Chromatica sounds completely
Chromatica
different.
Sounds so different.
Some of it sounds not, I don't like it.
I have weird, yes. I have yes and no's about it. I definitely like some of it. And then others I'm like, okay, this doesn't.
Or this was unnecessary.
Yes. I don't really know how I feel about it yet. However, if you don't know what we're talking about, there's a new Apple iOS update where you can listen to Apple Music and there's a section, there's songs that already have it. You just turn it on in your settings. And it creates spatial audio.
Yeah.
Dolby surround sound or something. Atmos, I think it's called.
Sure.
And you, to be fair, turn on 1,000 Doves, turn on Rain on Me. You hear the rain. You hear things that are like, oh.
I liked 1,000 Doves.
Yeah.
I liked Rain on Me. I didn't like Sour Candy. There was a lot of like weird panning.
Yeah.
Like
I just don't, I don't understand totally yet what it's for. Like maybe I need to play it like when you're DJing and see what that's like in a giant room. If that feels different, or I don't know.
It's for the headphones. headphones.
It's very IMAX experience yeah. in your ears.
If you listen with noise canceling on,
yeah.
it sounds noticeable.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Where you're...
not sponsored, but...
Not yet. Apple EarPods? AirPods?
Yeah. Because I listened with these on.
Uh-huh.
This isn't an Apple brand, but
okay.
I was like, oh, whoa. Like, you really
yeah.
hear everything, but... I also, this is, am I committing a federal crime if I admit this?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, iconic.
We've already committed
love
several on
promo.
This podcast. Yep.
So a fan hacked the audio of Spatial Audio, so they were able to get all the tracks. So it's 6 tracks for each track. And then I went through and I like listened to all of them so I could see how they like did it.
Yeah.
So like one is a bass line, one is a reverb, one is the vocal and like the top instrument. Another one is like hi-hats and kicks. So they split up kind of like how I do in Logic Pro. And so I just like went through and I was like, how did they do this? And I was like, oh.
Huh.
Yeah. So you literally hear, and then like in Rain On Me, there's another track that's like all the little finute details. Like there's things that I never even noticed.
Oh, okay.
So if that happened, I no, it didn't.
If I eated soap, no, I didn't.
If I listened to those things, no, I didn't. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. But yeah, shout out.
I was curious.
Shout out to Atmos. And yeah, it doesn't work great for certain songs, I will say. But
yeah.
It kind of almost dulls them out in some cases.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think people will start producing more for it, maybe. We'll see.
I guess.
I don't know. But we love a surround sound experience. And yeah, so that was my high fashion editorial. Megan.
Love that.
Well, speaking of production and sounds.
Yeah. And TikTok.
Sounds
and...
being everywhere.
Yeah, so you guys, I officially have a new viral hit.
Time for TikTok talk.
Yeah,
with
TikTok
C-Kyle.
Talk. Britt Yardigans
Outsold.
Has taken over the app.
Remix remastered, still viral.
Into the Thick of It is number 5 on the viral Spotify charts right now. Actually, though, it's literally charting.
Yep.
So I did a remix with Slave For You.
Yeah.
And it now has like over 10 million collective plays across like all the people who used it.
Notably, Bigfoot got
yes,
involved.
The Bigfoot herself stepped
Big
out of the
foot.
Woods. Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone said puts a whole new meaning on hairography.
Yeah. That's really
I was
good.
Like, yep, she was literally serving.
She absolutely was. Yeah, you know what? We talked about this for the past few weeks that you should just put your remixes up and look what happened already.
Yeah. It has a dance.
It has a dance.
Yeah. Shout out to I think it's I L Y girl. I don't really know if it's like
I love you,
it?
Girl.
Oh. Is that what that means?
I L Y, yeah.
I L Y. Oh. Okay, well, yeah, it's ilygirl.co is the TikTok account. They choreographed the official Britt Yardigans
wow.
dance, and they put up a tutorial on like how to do it, and I was shook.
I'm excited that we've already credited the original choreographer.
Yeah.
When mm-hmm. when will Addison Rae?
Oh, are you saying you're not obsessed with this?
Oh, God. But
oh,
I
that
mean,
really
congratulations.
Fell off, didn't it?
The backlash to that?
No.
Oh, the song?
The her.
Well, she's about to have a moment with this movie that's coming.
Yeah.
We'll see. Who knows?
I still think that was a serve.
Oh, obsessed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll die on that hill. It's fine.
It wasn't bad.
No.
Mm-mm. Well, congratulations, viral legend of TikTok. We knew this would happen.
Yeah. Will I be a one-hit wonder? Who knows?
I highly doubt it.
I'm going to put my Demi Lovato, Countess Luann mix up.
Oh,
I think
perfect.
We'll maybe be a hit for the summer.
Absolutely.
Be cool. Don't be all like uncool for
you
the summer.
You should film something in a Froyo shop. moving on. You know, Britt Yardigans isn't the only thing that caught my attention this week. Most importantly, something very spiritually connected to me. Woman singing the Saturdays to a field of cows.
Yeah, you singing it to me.
I just, we'll put it on the TikTok. Well, we don't have a TikTok. We'll put it on the Instagram.
Oh, we do.
We do have a TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I don't think I told you that.
Okay.
I reserved our account.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. We will put it on all the channels.
Producer girl was planning ahead.
This legend, maybe it was Molly King, I don't know, performed What About Us, which is shockingly their biggest song on Spotify. Maybe it's not shocking. But anyway, to a bunch of cows who looked mesmerized. I loved it. There's really nothing to say about it except for that I felt very seen.
Yeah.
It felt very for me, Paige. So thank you for that. Shout out to, I think it was like Only Huns or Huns account. Legendary Instagram account. And also circling back to the queen at the beginning of this, Hillary Duff. She's on TikTok now.
Finally.
She gave us vocals too.
She did.
She served alien vocals, letting us know she's on TikTok and wasn't sure what to do next.
Yeah. I also loved her. Name one thing like a celebrity has done that's mean to you. And then it's just her whacking
beating
the
shit out of her husband. Yeah. It's a good start. That's a strong start to jump on a trend like that.
Yeah, now we need to get one of her songs.
We do. We do. Like, literally, can she just do the Sparks arm flailing and then people catch on to that?
Oh.
Like, let's make that a thing. Also, oh.
Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I'll remix Sparks with something.
I already fucking know what it's going to be.
What?
She has to recreate the With Love dance.
Oh.
She has to do it.
My God.
She has to do it. She has to do it just like Allie made fun of her dance. And
right. Oh,
she's going to have to do the GMA.
Just do With Love, 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 love.
Bum, 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 bum,
bum. Queen Janice Huff.
She's just this. That's got to be it. I mean, that pops up in different ways all the time on pop culture and social
all
media.
All the time.
So it's time for her to claim that for herself again.
Oh my God. She needs to. Oh, she literally could redo it. Yep. And Janice Huff could redo her part where she just laughs.
Yeah.
She's like, you know.
Literally, she could. I mean, you know, we just had that iCarly Miranda Cosgrove recreation of her meme sitting at the computer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hillary's got to do it.
Oh my God.
But this is also like, she's ripe for plenty of things. The texting and laughing, laugh out loud.
Yeah.
She could do that one.
She could do the commercial. Do you know what you're saying when you say that's so gay?
Oh, yeah.
She could do that.
She could recreate the,
oh.
What was this? Raise Your Voice, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. She could even do like
the
a
eight
Q&A
different people
about
that sang that note.
Yeah. So I actually think that her prospects on TikTok, the future is bright. She could do a lot.
We need to consult.
We do need to consult.
How can we consult Hillary Duff?
H Duff.
Send something to your connections. Be like, TKI will help you out.
My connections. Yes.
She needs to do the, so good. She could also do something with Come Clean.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And PSA, alert, alert, breaking news. Most important note you will get in this entire podcast.
True.
What Dreams Are Made Of is on streaming. That also happened this week.
I can't believe it wasn't on it this whole time. But yeah. It's true. I had to find like SoundCloud rips of it.
Literally the only one was the Trisha Paytas version. But that is now on streaming and the acoustic version.
Needed.
Yeah.
Good.
That can become a TikTok trend.
Absolutely.
Wow. So many things.
Yeah.
Too many things. Wow. Okay. Well, speaking of Trisha Paytas, I don't even know where to begin with this story. So this is all over TikTok.
It is all
the frenemies drama.
Frenemies over.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly. To be fair, I believe this is the third time.
This is?
Yeah.
Okay. So
as of this recording, it is over for the third time.
It is officially over, yeah.
It will be back in action by the time you hear this.
I know. I'm like clown emoji right now because I literally, the amount of times I've said to Brad, oh my God, this podcast.
He's quitting. Is...
Yeah. I'm like, oh, this podcast is like so inspiring. Like, I want this to be like, you know.
Yeah, you've definitely referenced frenemies a lot.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I would love that set. And like, this is so fun. And I love how they just have a regular conversation and they don't try to be someone that they're not. And then it's fast forward to feuding 10 videos.
I would also say this is a one-sided feud. It's literally just Ethan taking it right now.
Yeah. I'm disappointed in both of them.
Yeah. I don't know the exact specifics.
Work it out offline.
But truly work it out offline. And that goes for, that's for
anything.
Everything in the world.
Yeah.
You do not air it out on social media.
No.
To get, you know, people on your side. That's just like
the court of public opinion. Nope.
No, ma'am. Judge Judy is ruling against that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no.
My God, could you imagine?
Actually, Ethan and Trisha should go to Judge Judy.
Fucking queen. And one of my favorite sound bites. Yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I feel sad for everyone involved.
It's not fun.
No, it's not fun.
Like, I added this and I was like, wait, what am I actually going to say about this? Other than the fact that I'm so disappointed in the two of them for not working this out offline.
Well, stay tuned, because I do kind of feel like there's a pattern.
Right. So. But also, like, work it out on camera because I want to watch.
Oh, God. Yeah. Work it out offline with a camera rolling.
Well, I mean, like, all the business stuff, like the whole.
Yeah, that's super messy.
Like the contracts and like all that sucks, but like work it out offline.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's that.
Well, from frenemies to
friends of the pod.
Friends of the pod.
One-sided friends of the pod. It is time for new music.
New music now, Friday.
Oh God, how long do we have?
This new music Friday kicked everyone at the LGBT community got their ass kicked this week, I feel.
Yeah.
It was a good one. It was just like, can the ladies please like draw straws and decide on a week? Did it have to all come at the same time?
Right.
It was a bit much, especially considering the last 3 weeks we were like, it's kind of a drought. It's
literally kind of a drought. Oh, what's happening?
Nothing to look forward to.
I know. I literally haven't even been able to consume all of it yet.
Yeah, there's a lot that I haven't.
Because there has not been enough time.
Right. And of course, all of it just goes to the first person on this list.
Yes. Maxinistas, rise up.
Rise up, avatars, Maxinistas, lopsided wig wearers, because we are here for Ava the Max. Every Time I Cry, mysteriously spelled with a capital T. We do not support capital T in this house.
Is that not how you spell it?
Every time?
Yeah.
Well, it should be, first of all, it should be a space in between it. Only Brittany has every time as one word, but even still, she had the T lowercase.
Oh.
It's just very bizarrely.
Oh, oops. I thought I made a typo. Well. Mm-mm.
That's just how she spells it. Like, well, that's fine. Bop, 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 bop.
Yeah. It's no My Head, My Heart.
It's not.
To
However,
be very clear,
it's
still
not.
Still stream now. Song of the Summer.
Song of the Summer.
But bop.
Bop. Circuit produced, because Circuit does all Ava, and it's just another strong selection. If the world would just listen to what we were saying and praying and preaching, the Max domination is incoming and imminent. She hasn't missed.
No, she has risen from the ashes of falling in the lava.
The lava. Ava, no.
And is now serving bops.
And now she's crying.
Hot girl summer.
She gets
she was
a little
ahead
bit
of her time, jumping in the lava.
And clearly she's a clear reference to Britney. Every time I cry, I get a little bit stronger. That's two song lyric references in one.
Oh.
Clearly a stan.
You think?
No.
Oh. I think,
who knows? But I also feel like...
let's just start the rumor.
Let's start. Who started the rumor that Ava Max named her song after Britney?
Honestly, it'll get her more fans.
It will. I mean, well, the thing is, she's doing fine on the streaming. She really is a stream queen. So, and like, especially overseas, like, not My Head, My Heart, yes, but also Kings and Queens, like that went off.
Wow.
Like that was a TikTok hit for sure.
All of the kings when the queen's on the throne.
Yeah, she overthrew fascism in that country.
Yeah. Pop champagne and an ensemble.
So the Max cut one yet again. Everybody chop off the left side of your wig in solidarity. Also, Albania is really killing it. Like, and this has been like ongoing for the past 2 years. Rita, Dua, Ava, Ira Estrefi, BB, all Albanians.
Oh.
All Albania.
Bops.
Bops. Albapia.
Canceled.
Albania bangers. Yes. I don't know what's in the water there, but they're kind of like having like a Sweden moment where it's like everything, you know, we had such like a Swedish take. Sweden's always in pop, but like now it's like, okay, Albania. Anyway.
Wow.
Shout out to Miss Max. And we'll just keep it
on.
Is
she coming out with another album after this?
So glad you asked. She did. She did an interview with Zane Lowe and said that a project is coming and that it just kind of poured out of her like rain. And
like
so...
all the Elton John song references.
No. Oh, God. Queen of everything, including knowing Elton John songs. I just think they're all great.
Yeah.
Who could choose? Yeah. Good insert, actually, the sound bite. But also, okay. So we'll keep it moving, I guess. We can't, we're not going to talk about everything all that in depth. There was a lot.
A lot I didn't even.
Yes. There's a lot.
Let's admit which ones we haven't listened to yet at the end.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah. So we've been talking about this for a while now. Jessie Ware finally came out with the What's Your Pleasure, the extended For Your Pleasure Platinum Edition.
Yeah, the girls are getting really like creative
yes.
with these.
I mean, when you have an album called What's Your Pleasure, I would totally theme it after a condom. Like, I would totally do like the extended or like the like For Your
Extra
Pleasure.
Ribs
yeah,
version.
Totally. Oh, I'll never forget the Sugar Babes released a song called Get Sexy in 2009, and the promo single came in a fake condom wrap around the CD.
Oh.
It was genius. I still have that, a treasured item.
Oh, that was iconic when people actually had like tangible
like
things.
Tangible products.
Do you remember the little Britney CDs on the Pepsi cups?
Yeah.
Iconic.
Well, to that end, the What's Your Pleasure Deluxe came with this really cool deluxe box on her store. If you get it, it's got like the vinyl, Polaroids, a tape version, cassette version. It's like the whole shebang, which we love. We love merch.
We do.
I mean, she really killed it. Again, I am still working my way through it to know like my faves, but like Eyes Closed jump out at me. But also we had Please come out already and Hot
I
and Heavy.
I love Please.
Yes. So,
is Please only on the extended?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That one's my standout. I had it on repeat like all morning.
It's so good. And I just feel like the whole album is such a good pool party summer vibe. And now it's extended. Just play it in the background, honestly. I ended up, when I DJed, I ended up playing almost all the album like throughout the 8-hour experience because
it's perfect.
It's perfect.
For
all
daytime.
The songs.
Ugh. Summer.
Yes. Something
also,
cool. Something for the summertime.
I have a thought and I'm curious
Get.
Yeah, I have some thought shit. ironic, going into our next topic.
Oh.
So the song Please, is it just me or could you hear Mariah on this song?
Oh.
Like I was listening to it and I was like, I want her to collab with Mariah and sing this together.
Oh, that would be fun.
Like it gives me kind of like a meteorite vibe.
Okay.
Like I was listening to it and I was like, what is this? This is reminding me of a moment. And well, then I was like, oh, it's meteorite.
We always think the girls should go electronic. So,
yeah.
I mean, I would love a Mariah disco record, like full out, obviously.
Yeah. Like Please meets meteorite.
Okay. I
Mash
can see
up.
That.
I'm going to have to dig into that.
Yes. Get back into the Morales extended club remix mindset. Do some bangers.
Literally.
For the dance floor.
That album's so underrated.
Me.
You don't know what to do.
So good. Yeah, so speaking of the elusive Chanteuse herself,
mm-hmm.
she has a collab with the legendary Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis called Somewhat Loved. There you go, breaking my heart. It's cute.
It's classic Mariah.
It's classic Mariah. It actually grew on me after a few listens. I don't know what I was expecting. I think because of the pomp and circumstance of it all, of it being their long-awaited debut album, I kind of was like, oh, they're keeping something crazy in the vaults or something.
Yeah, it was a little bit of hype behind it.
It was a little bit of hype. But I still think it's great. And it actually has improved over time, I think. The chorus really is sticky. So
yeah.
I like it a lot.
Also, isn't there drama with her right now with the
yes.
record label? What is going on?
So glad you asked. Yes, we covered it in depth for work. So first, a report came out from Page Six that allegedly she and Jay-Z got into an explosive argument at Roc Nation headquarters about the future of her career and that she departed from Roc Nation. Then she did a classic Mariah, we don't make disses, we make hits or something like that. Like we don't have... And she just like tweeted to basically say that's not true. And then the next day it came out that she did leave Roc Nation for like a smaller situation of management. But the official story is that Roc Nation was sort of like a bigger team. She wanted a more intimate team focused on her needs. And Roc Nation was kind of like a bigger thing. So she just wanted to go with somebody that she knew already, I think, and like have specialized treatment, essentially. Roc Nation's interesting. They had Kylie for a hot second when she did Kiss Me Once, and it just was totally a shit show, I feel. So I'm not clear on like
who else do they have.
Well, I think it's like Rihanna and
well,
Legends. But the thing is, like, I think like Legends who can sell themselves do fine.
Yeah, because you
don't
really need a big.
Yeah. So I don't. I'm not entirely clear. But all
I
we
saw
know,
all the stands freaking out, being like, "Oh my God, EMC or no, the Emancipation Part 2 is coming." Because was this something? It's something like that she did previously, and then we got Emancipation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, she has jumped.
Forgive me.
Management.
I don't know the full.
Right.
I did read the book, but she doesn't give like a full.
She actually, she kind of stopped at EMC.
Yeah.
Equals MC. Yeah.
Like something happened and then she had her Emancipation era.
Yeah. And I feel like you know, I do think they're preparing an album for the end of the year. I think I heard that report too, is that she's working on it. So,
well, Queen of Christmas, yeah, incoming soon, only a couple more months away.
But yeah, so basically true that she's departed from Roc Nation, false that she had a coming out, you know, a fight with Jay-Z.
Yeah, that doesn't even make sense, because like, no. Why would he personally even be involved?
Right. Well, yeah.
And I isn't he busy? Like, wasn't he out with...
He was out and about.
Beyonce at like a game?
Yeah, they went to a game and then they had a party, and I think he is busy anyway.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, why would you argue with Mariah at this point? You would just let her artistically do what she wants. Yeah.
Also, speaking of Jay-Z and Beyonce, did you see the videos of them at the basketball game? And there was a tweet that went viral that was like, masks are Beyonce's like best friend now. Because now she can talk shit.
Yep.
And no one can read her lips.
Yep. It's true.
She looked
so happy to be there.
Yeah. It's so funny because literally all of the events that Beyonce has been to where she's in masks,
right,
they're so funny. Like, the videos are so funny because now she can just sit there and talk shit.
Uh-huh.
And no one can see what she's saying.
It's perfect for her. She'll continue to wear masks for a very long time.
It's so funny.
To clarify, Mariah moved to a place called Range Media because she does have the range, actually.
Oh.
With Melissa Rutterman, who was her former rep at Roc Nation.
Oh.
It followed the report that they were in an explosive meeting, which she debunked. Their relationship goes back over 15 years when they worked for Benny Medina and during the release cycle for The Emancipation of Mimi.
Okay, so that's what the fans were freaking out about.
Yeah.
Oh.
That makes sense. Yeah, so...
I think it's exciting because she will get more creative control being in a smaller place.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Wow.
We're excited for her to show us she's still got the range.
Still.
At Range Media.
Emancipated. 2022.
Uh-huh.
Wow. All right, well, shall we discuss some of the bigger releases of the week?
Well, the biggest was Ava Max, but we can go into others. wait, I'll do an honorable mentions of before we get into like the big hitters. Like one sentence each. Shout out to
Inna.
Queen Inna.
I was like, I had more that I wanted to throw in, but I was like, there's so many, and I was like, I don't even know where to begin.
Queen Inna took Maza Jaja from her album and made it a single. Iconic. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Twice, the K-pop girl group who released their new single and mini album, Alcohol Free. This one's for the soba gays. This one, a song about like they don't need a drink because they're so drunk in love.
I'm aww. Like, aww.
That's a fun summer bop. And the album is really good. Jody Harsh has a song called No Sleep with SG Lewis. Bop, bop, bop. Just same family as like Future Nostalgia and everything. Bobby Rexha. We have a BB Rexha topic collab called Chain My Heart. Fantastic. Also, should have been on the album. Should have been making this kind of music.
That's what I was so confused. I was like, wait a minute. You just came out.
So she just like released like flop trap pop songs and then went right back to like a bop.
Yeah.
It's really confusing.
I was so confused. I was like, wait a minute. You were just 140 on the charts.
Yes. Well, now she's about to slay again.
Yeah.
This was like a very, you know, don't want to call it a basic banger, but you know, it'll be good for
which
the summer.
Fine.
Yeah. I mean, I bring it on.
Stream sacrifice. She performed at Legendary.
We got a Nude Illusion with alum from Legendary performing in front of her. Loved it. Very happy to see that.
A little late to the performance circuit, but you know what? At least it's getting out there.
Yeah, it's getting out there.
I feel like this is becoming our new glory.
It is. Yeah.
Well,
there will be
me.
5 years of sacrifice coming soon.
I just want it to have I want it to have a song of the summer moment.
I know. And I definitely don't think, well, that's not true. I was going to say, I definitely don't think there is one. I think there are like certain songs that are already sort of contenders, but we'll see.
Oh. I have an idea for a bonus episode or something.
The song of the
summer.
Where
the two of us pick our top 10 songs of the summer.
Okay.
And we argue about who's right. And then I call you the C word and storm out.
Okay. I love that. I love that.
And then
that.
I announce to Twitter.
And then you make 12 YouTube videos.
Yeah. Brad's Lies, part one, part two, part three, part four, part five. Could you imagine though?
I can't imagine that. It would happen.
I would never, but like you could literally come over and like smash my camera before that ever happens.
Good engagement though.
I know, right?
Yeah. You got to think about that in the...
Yeah.
Anyway. Shout out to Ray, Queen Ray, yet again.
Also a bop.
Call on Me. She also said on a tweet, which I don't know if she was supposed to say, that like this song needs to do well so she could put out an album for herself.
Okay, stream Call on Me. Call on Me by Ray, like, R-A-Y-E.
Euphoric bop. She's done it again. Yeah. And then albums from Garbage, albums from Marina. Marina album is out. Venus Slater. Flytrap. Slater album is out. There's so much.
There's so much.
But we still have to talk about some big songs.
Yeah. Well, also, I'm going to shout out Best Is Yet to Come by Griffin.
Oh, yes.
And a man.
Shout out to that man.
Yeah. But like, there's so much. Also, my release radar now is officially all EDM. So I get lost.
I see. Yeah. That's fine. Also, shout out Sophia Carson, Disney Queen. He Loves Me But. Also a bop. Sophia.
And this is all just this week.
Yeah, this is all this week. there's more. Rebecca and Fiona, Replay. There's a remix of Royksopp's What Else Is There that's brand new for no reason. That's just to throw it to the mix. Just so
there's a week-long amount of music.
Yes. Yes, there is.
Start streaming now. You'll be done by next year.
And that's not even taking into account the two like most gay emotional songs that came out at midnight. Well, not quite midnight. We'll talk about somebody got a little too excited. Well, we'll start with the sun and we'll end with the moon, actually.
Oh.
There's a theme here.
There is. That's a concept.
It's a concept. Collab, ladies. Yes, the Lord is back. You know, they say that the Lord will always come back. And
on the third day,
Lord, she went to
released
the beach.
Solar power.
Yes. So admittedly, I'll just show my cards. I'm not a Lord gay. I do like melodrama. I do like Greenlight. I do like Lord's music. But I think there's an emotional connection that many gays have with her that I don't.
Right. Well, I mean.
Like Lana, for the first many albums, I could contemplate a tattoo. That's how much I love her.
Oh, okay.
But like.
I like that scale of like, yeah, would you get a tattoo? Would I get a tattoo? No?
Lord, very, very distanced from me in that emotional context. I know a lot of people who like melodrama was a big gay album. Album for them, or just like a real emotional album. And even Pure Heroine was like with Ribs and Buzzcut Season, those were tennis court, like those were really big for people. I acknowledge it just wasn't my journey. I don't, for whatever
That's
reason,
unacceptable.
It's unacceptable. No. And I'm canceled, but I definitely like the music. I just, for some reason, it's not, yeah,
it's not tattoo.
I'm not getting my Lord tattoo. Yeah, no. But
what tattoos do you have?
I have one for Passion from Utada Hikaru.
Yeah.
A Britney one, and then two for family. But yeah, I don't think I would get more people-related tattoos besides family. This could be a whole other bonus episode. But yeah, I feel like I'd rather get things that are more like nature or general.
Yeah. I'm going to get around the world.
You are never getting
pretty girls
a tattoo.
In papyrus font on my left arm.
You are getting sacrifice above your eyebrow. That would look good, though.
So tell me what you sacrifice.
Yes. Solar Power, the new album from Lord.
Oh, is that the album?
Album and song.
Oh.
Yeah. Which I actually am very glad that, because that photo became insta-iconic.
Yeah. So like, that photo that's out, that's the album cover?
Yeah, apparently. I believe so.
Took the internet by storm.
You did not believe it was real.
No, I thought it was fake. I thought someone made it as a meme.
Yeah. Which is a good sign, because it's like so unbelievable almost. Like, that's Lord. Like, that's crazy. I think she knew exactly what she was doing. It's titillating. It's very provocative, but it also captures this mood of this era already. It kind of tells the exact story of her like frolicking and the joyousness of this song and this like carefreeness.
Yeah, she's like skipping over the camera.
Skipping over, showing butt. Yeah.
There's more showing.
Yeah. There is.
That's why I didn't think this was real, because I was like, there's no way that they were going to show
what they showed.
What they showed.
The girls showed what they had to show.
Because like, you know, I even went in and I was like, you could fix, you know, like just smooth.
See that they already in like Saudi Arabia and the certain territories that they always they added a sun filter so that it totally blocks that.
So it's like
part.
Like a lens flare.
Yes. They added a lens flare to the puss. Yes. Oh. Solar power to the puss.
Oh.
Yes.
That should be a single.
That should be the follow-up. Yes.
Cause you got a solar power.
Yeah, so complete, not, I wouldn't call it a 180, but like definitely very different from Greenlight and melodrama. Yeah. You know, we're going, for me, it was giving, as people said in the Discord, very George Michael Freedom 90, like very freedom, like very like strumming, like sort of celebratory.
Yeah, it's warmer.
Warm, summer, chill, cool vibe. Very...
I mean, in the cover of melodrama, she's literally like sad in bed and it's cool toned and it's like darker and
definitely a lighter, brighter Lord, which is funny considering we also do have this Billy moment of happier than ever and that lighter, brighter sort of era.
Yeah.
I think the girls are just feeling more hopeful lately, maybe optimistic.
Relatable.
Yeah. So, and then of course we had the music video, which was set on the beach, clearly an homage to Heidi Montag's Blackout and Higher videos. Cute video. Very.
I couldn't do it.
Oh, you could do it.
No.
Just because...
It's a me problem, though. It reminded me too much of Midsommar.
I think that was intentional.
And I was like, that was the most... That was the worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life. It was traumatizing.
Yep.
I don't...
Okay, T. Kyle, don't invite him to the Midsommar viewing
don't
parties.
Don't invite me to your Midsommar parties.
Or your parties on the beach in general.
I can't do the memes. Yeah. That's not true. Although, don't, if you invite me to the beach, I probably won't show up.
I won't show up in a flower crown.
I don't want to wear SPF 100.
Right, right.
But I'm like a golden hour and beyond kind of a person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically, the best way to describe this is like, this was the All About You, Hillary era before the Sparks. Yeah. Very, we're taking a little twangy foray, sort of. It's not country, but you know, it's just a little bit guitar-y. Once again, with Jack Antonoff, I see there's a little bit of backlash about that. I do see like girls stop working with this man because he literally kind of has all the girls. He's got Taylor, Lord, Carly Rae, who else? Lana. Oh God, Lana. Pretty much primarily the producer of all those albums. But my argument to that is like, I don't totally feel like they all sound like each other.
No.
There are elements, but I feel like they all have their own writing style that has kept it like, I didn't hear Solar Power and think of Folklore and Evermore at all. So.
No, me neither.
You know, and that's credit to him.
He
wears glasses.
You know.
No, no, he's not. He used to be with Lena Dunham. There's this alternative conspiracy theory wormhole that like he was secretly with Lord and that's what melodrama was about. And that there was this whole like, there's this whole wormhole you can go down on TikTok of like conspiracy that he was with Lord, like that led to the breakup with Lena.
Oh, they broke up?
Oh yeah, they broke
up. Well, I didn't even know they were together.
Oh, well, there you go.
Sounds straight.
But yeah, he
don't keep up.
He works with all the girlies, very talented. But I think inevitably you get a little bit of backlash when you saturate the market like that. His name's like on all the main girls to an extent.
But I mean, like, hasn't there always been someone like that? Like Max
Martin.
Yeah,
Max Martin.
Well, S.G. Lewis is now working with a lot of the girls now.
That's true. I think that was inevitable, and I don't think there's enough of a valid critique of it because I think they sound all different to a degree. But anyway, Solar Power. I like it. I think it very much sounds like an intro to an era. It's like, welcome to the happier era.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
You know, it's not an in-your-face kind of song. It's a chill by the high by the beach kind of vibe. And she wrote a sweet little letter about it and, you know, basically was like, welcome into my world. Like, she's happy. She doesn't wear shoes. She frolics on the beach. It's like, okay.
You want to reach me? No, you can't. I loved that line.
So the gays are going to thoroughly abuse that line. And also, I'm like a prettier Jesus.
Which, like, I was like, okay, she's her pussy out in the cover. And I should delete that.
No, go for it.
Whatever, I'll say it. She's got her pussy out on the cover. And she compared herself to Jesus. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah,
a little
she
bit of
means
scandal.
It. A little bit of
she's got the curls down, tits out, scandal, skipping over that camera.
Uh huh. I like that. I like all that. So I do think, you know, the gays will take many of the lines from this for their captions in IG for the next few weeks. I think it's a good return. I think it's an unexpected return. I'm sure like Greenlight fans are mad, but whatever. And also I think people are, I think because she was moody for two albums that they're like, oh, okay, she's not.
Well, she probably was, but now she's not anymore.
Yeah. So whatever. I welcome the whole album. I'm looking forward to hearing what I have a feeling this is going to be a very that sound kind of album. Very summery.
No, it would be so iconic.
She also dragged. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, because like now that we're like hopefully going towards a more optimistic world, like it makes sense.
Yeah.
If like Future Nostalgia came out in like 2 months from now instead of a year ago.
Oh, like just repeat the whole era again?
Basically, yeah. Well, I feel like because the girls are giving us like subtle, like optimistic hope moments right now.
Yeah.
And then it's like going into next year, I feel like it's going to be anthems and like festivals.
Well, don't worry. Leave it to Dua to extend.
Another club, another club, plane, bus, train, gay rights.
It's true. I have no doubt. I think especially because in this past week, the first ever MSG full arena vaccinated performance was announced. It's Foo Fighters. So like, no, not gay rights. But but now that that's announced, I think we're about to have like a mountain of announcements.
When's that happening?
Foo Fighters are, I think, like June 26th. So it's like coming soon.
It's fast. Yeah. Soon.
And then I think it's just going to spiral. I think we're going to get the Future Nostalgia dates. I think we'll get the like all of it. So
wow.
Chromatica, whatever.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I meant to say also Lorde in her letter dragged Americans as she should. And it also relates.
Rightfully so.
Yes. She said the first song, also called Solar Power and written by myself and Jack, is the first of those rays. It's about that infectious, flirtatious summer energy that takes hold of us come June or December if you're a Southern Hemisphere baby like me. But I know that's literally impossible for you all to wrap your little heads around, so don't worry about it. It's a dragging of, you know, uncultured United States people.
Shits.
Yeah, the little shits who can't wrap their head around. And that brings it to that viral
tweet. Well,
isn't
it going to be winter in Australia?
Yes. Remember when there was that viral tweet of that woman being like, we should say Q2 instead of summer. Well, Lorde agreed. It is kind of funny. She's releasing this now where she's from. It's chilly, getting chilly.
Well, at this point, I mean, it's a cool different for the season. Summer. Literally every single day is a different season. So
that's
it's like.
That's true, too. So she is here with this new person that she described as, you know, she said, there's someone I want you to meet. Her feet are bare at all times. She's sexy, playful, and free. She's a modern girl in a bikini in touch with her past and her future, vibrating at the highest level. Her skin's glowing. Her lovers are many. I'm completely obsessed with her, and you will be too.
Ladies and gentlemen, her.
She literally said that.
Yeah.
I'm excited. She sounds happy. She sounds very like fun, sexy, free.
She's a rock girl.
She likes to rock out. And yeah, so congratulations to the little Lordians.
I mean, it's gonna go down because of that album cover. Yeah. Like,
props to Lorde. Like, that it is not easy to make an Icona image like immediately. And I think she did.
Yeah.
Like
it's Joanne hat.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Yeah. The gays are already replicating it. Like all of that. That's how you know it's a good
thing. That's honestly.
When the gays are rushing to put on the Speedo and hop over their friend at Fire Island
and recreate it. Yeah. That's how you know.
That's how you know.
Wow. We should do that.
Lorde knows all. Lorde literally knows.
Oh my God, you should.
I probably
you
will.
You should recreate this album cover.
I definitely
literally
will.
Everyone will go crazy.
Oh, Harry power. Anyway.
Oh my God. I could design the logo.
Yeah. I
what would mine
be? I'll
be
blocking
called?
Out the sun.
Ginger power.
Ginger power. That could be fun.
Higher power by Coldplay.
Exactly. Well, that leads us to our final release and the most surprise release of the whole bunch. Oh, we should say, Lorde dropped 12 hours early on Tidal and then on Apple Music and on all streaming.
Yeah, I was out. So I was like, I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know why that happened.
I took myself on a date. I was busy.
She was having cheeseburgers. Lorde was freaking out.
Yeah.
Although she gave an interview also on Zane Lowe and she said, I love it. The kids are crazy. I love it. They're so passionate. Like basically she was like, I don't care.
Well, isn't it because Tidal releases 12 hours early because of a different time zone. Isn't that something where... Because
it popped up on her YouTube. It popped up, like they did the, it populated everywhere for like 5 seconds. Well, like 5 minutes.
And then came down?
And then came down. They fucked up for sure. However...
But did they really?
Yeah, who knows? I do know, and then they had said it in the Discord too. I believe the video dropped at like 6 p.m. and that was to time with like an eclipse or a solar, something astrological, which is cute. Oh. But so it wasn't...
Orion's Belt.
It certainly wasn't devastating. It wasn't Slater's album leaking like months ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
Can't trust gays.
Mercury is in retrograde. It's Gemini season.
Yeah. Trust no bitch. Yeah. Trust no one.
Log out. Back your shit up. And don't trust anyone.
Definitely log out. Finally, yeah, the actual big surprise of the night. You know, you've heard the gay screams coming from my apartment. I've been mocked, some would say, on the Discord.
Yeah.
I got a flurry of texts at midnight because I was on the phone at the time, so I didn't notice until 12:06. Kylie Minogue covering Lady Gaga, Marry the Night, Born This Way, 10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
It's a lot for me, emotionally overwhelming. I did tear up when I listened to it because I was just like, it was so unexpected.
So unexpected.
And just Kylie is just a ray of sunshine, solar power style. And it just made me so happy that she acknowledged Gaga because it is she came before. So it is it's an honor to have Kylie on that. And I thought it was really sweet that that happened. And I was just like very touched by it because a queen to queen moment,
yeah, is we love it,
iconic. And there are interviews of her being like shouting out Gaga as like someone that she admires, so it was like leading to this moment. Now I want a proper collab. I want like an original song from them. But I love it. Biff Stannard produced it, who Love at First Sight, like legendary collaborator with her forever, and one of her disco collaborators produced it. And you can kind of hear that it sounds infinite disco.
It does. It sounds like a little retro-ish.
Yeah. And the way that she's like, I mean, the outro is everything. Just, ugh. Watch
Kylie
me.
Kylie really has
walk
had
like Gaga.
An amazing year, past year.
Yes, she really has.
From like disco to Studio 2054.
To
this.
Real Groove remix with Dua. Years and Years with Ollie, Starstruck. And now this. It's just like, and she's got the disco reissue coming, which should have a Jessie Ware collab.
Oh.
It's just.
Is that getting like expanded?
Uh-huh. The disco 12-inch deeper dive, the re-up is coming. Allegedly.
What is your dream collab for that?
The Jessie is pretty on point. I feel like all of our girls of 2020, they've all sort of been doing things at this point with each other, sort of. All four of them, like, I feel like it's kind of like a
festival tour.
Like, it's Jessie, Dua, Gaga, Kylie is kind of like what stands out in my head of the dance pop girls of last year. So, yeah, basically they should all be on that record, first of all.
I have an idea.
Oh.
You know how they do Electric Zoo?
Yeah.
Just do a Queen of Pop Zoo. And it's only queens of pop.
I mean,
no men allowed.
Obviously, I'd love that. I would love that and would not be able to attend. I know that would be so good. I'm just really excited that that happened.
This shocked me.
It's shocking.
It's shocking.
It's shocking.
It's Kylie Minogue.
It's
Lady Gaga.
That's a child.
Literally, I got home and I opened it up and I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
I was like, is that Kylie Minogue's name on this?
Because
I thought,
crazy.
And maybe this is shading this man, but like, after they announced like
Orville
Redenbacher, like whatever, for fucking Born This Way, I was like, oh, flop. I was like, I'm getting rid of this. Like,
Right. Now I'm really perched for the, like,
yeah.
What's going to be around the corner? Although I feel like it's not going to top Kylie, but who knows?
Well, at this point,
yeah, we
I
don't
thought,
know.
I was like, oh, Born This Way is like the song.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously she named the freaking album after
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
So to like be a flop like that, which I'm sorry to.
You're really going off on Orville Peck.
Okay, but like.
I mean, it wasn't for us.
Yeah, it was not for me. It should have been Madonna.
Yeah.
But like, then to have this, I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Now who's going to be on Highway Unicorn?
Yeah, that's crazy. I wonder if, I mean, Rena, I think we've confirmed is Chromatica remix album is something different, but that also would make sense.
So someone needs to be on You and I.
Yeah. I wonder if You and I's Elton, but like, you know, that piano ballad kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it could be Elton. Like, that seems to make sense to me.
That would be nice.
Like, they've done it several times.
The third Elton song I would know.
Right. Yeah. Ava in the background. I love that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of feel like for you and I, because it's a very, like, I don't know, Billy Joel, Elton John kind of song, it's kind of like that would really, and you need a gay for it, so.
Or maybe, what's his name will be on it?
Josh
Not Tony
Groban.
Hawk.
Oh, Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? That could happen for sure.
That could be it.
Wow, that would be pretty emotional.
I'm a unicorn. How does that song go again?
We could be strong. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Out on the
road. Is it the one where it's like, okay, yes. Okay, now it's coming back. It just clicked. Yeah.
Run, run, waiter. Mm-hmm. Run.
Go on and run. Is that one?
Yeah.
Run.
It's got to be. Somebody's
got.
It's you. Next week, I'm just going to be like.
A surprise.
So literally, T. Yeah. Kyle is on.
So go on and stream.
Sacrifice. Oh my God. Well, I don't know. I think it's got to be somebody fun for that song. That's going to be really cool
fun.
And fun.
Highway Unicorn Gay Rights.
Yeah, we'll see.
RuPaul.
I mean, we don't know.
It literally could be any
person on
the
planet.
It literally could
be
at this point.
Because Big Frida, Orville Peck, and Kylie Minogue is truly a wild card selection.
Yeah.
So anybody's game.
Highway Unicorn featuring Dua Lipeep.
I would love that.
And then what's the other one? It's Highway Unicorn.
You and I.
You and I. The Edge of Glory.
Edge of Glory, which is a huge one.
Stream Glory.
Stream Glory. Britney on Edge of Glory.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
I'm on the edge.
It would be so good.
Wow, I would live. I don't know.
Maybe like, Ariane.
Maybe. Yeah, it's hard to say.
I don't know.
All I know
maybe
is
Rexha.
That I really do think Gaga's definitely thrown us for a loop here in a good way. So shout out to Mother Monster for keeping it spicy with this Born This Way re-edition. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, keeping us on our toes.
Yeah, keeping us on our platform, Alexander McQueen's.
Oh, speaking of platforms, did you see those Crocs that came out?
Oh, the platform Crocs.
Roll the high fashion editorial yeah. theme song again.
You know what?
Platform Crocs.
Nikki's going to wear those and then they're going to go off. Like
I would wear them.
They are high fashion.
It literally is just a Croc on a pole.
I know.
Balenciaga.
Truly, somebody's going to make them take
House
off.
House of Balenciaga.
Robbed.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, legendary.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Well,
too much.
It is too much.
But not enough. I want more.
So
going back to chaotic life again, I love it.
Truly chaotic. Yes. So very grateful for this New Music Friday. Truly gayed out.
Yeah.
I really felt like when I heard that, I felt 21 again because it was like Born This Way and Aphrodite were similar eras at that time, 2010, 2011. And that was truly peak stan culture for us. Like,
yeah.
Femme Fatale, all that. And like having the combination of Kylie and Gaga of that time period was like just a time warp back to just being a little twink.
I know. I remember
Cuban
going
boy
to Posh.
Shirt. Yep.
And hearing Posh. Born This Way and being like, oh my God, the new Lady Gaga. And then my friend freaking calling me out and being like, you said you hate her. You know every word. And I was like, so it's catchy. It sounds
me
like Madonna.
Fighting my ex in the car.
Literally.
She doesn't get to
out.
Decide if that's a gay anthem.
Yeah. Yeah. I got called out in person.
You know what? We're better now.
Yeah. The true Stephanie Germanotta stan has jumped out.
Truly. Well, it's been an action-packed week.
Well, rest up, ladies.
Yeah, hydrate.
Hydrate, start streaming, wear your SPF.
Yes, very important.
And we will... What's coming next week?
Well...
Is there any, like, actual album releases next week? I don't even know what today is. What's today's date? Oh, it's June 12th, the anniversary of Breathe In, Breathe Out.
That's right.
Sunday, a day of rest.
But not for us. Well, I don't know that there's anything necessarily, but we'll have to wait
Good,
and see.
Good, I need a break.
We do need a break to process all of this. Well, thank you as always to everyone who tuned in for the latest episode of Legends Only. You can find us on social media at all of our handles.
Channels,
Legends Only
YouTube.
_pod.
Yeah.
And until next time.
Head over to patreon.com/legendsonly if you want to join the Discord.
Yes.
And chat with us.
And thank you to the Discord for informing so many of the topics this week.
Yeah. Like literally keeping me
yes.
up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my morning commute. Oh, not my commute. Like,
yeah, where are you going?
My to the park.
The bathroom.
I go and I check. Yeah. I check Discord and I'm like, all right, what are the girls? Like, I'm literally that Kim G gif where
yeah.
she's like looking at her phone. She's grinning and she's like, oh. And I get all my news.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, until next week. We will
see you
soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.